A little bit of a taste of the Rashi for the week, or for the day, rather. In the section where we're talking about animals that kill, actually. A person who owns an animal that kills. So there's two cases mentioned in the Torah. One is, v'chiyigach shor et ish or et isha, meiti sako yisakal ashor v'lo yechal b'saro b'al ashor naki. The ox is going to be killed if it killed somebody, but the owner is not going to be punished. B'al ashor naki. However, in the second case, however, if the ox was in the habit of goring, it had already gored three times, it was the third time that it gored, then, in this case, here it says that the shore is once again is going to be killed, but here it says that the owners die. Okay, now Rashi comments on this last part where it says the owner dies, and says, but she says, don't think that over here we're actually going to give skila or anything like that to the owners. If it's the animal that killed, we don't actually have the Beit Din do anything to the owner. He dies bidei shamayim. We let the Hashem take care of it. What's the proof? The proof is that later on when it says mot yumata makeh rotzechu, that means that only a murderer, an actual murderer who does it with his hands or whatever, who commits the act of murder, not the animal, that's the person who gets held to the death penalty. Farshi Rashi point out that, you know, this seems obvious, there's a svara to this, and so they try to figure out what exactly is being added over here. So first of all, they point out that the Torah needs to mention that it's bidei shamayim, the Midrash needs to say that it's bidei shamayim, and the Torah needs to mention that the Baal Av Yumat, because one might think that, okay, if you can successfully stone the animal, then maybe that's a kapara for the person who is the owner. But what happens if you can't? What happens if the animal died or the animal escaped or something like that? Now you only have the owner in front of you. So maybe in that case we should do something to the owner. So there, that's all we need to know. Baal Av Yumat means bidei shamayim. The Ramban actually points out that whenever you have an actual mitat beit din, it's never just yumat, it's always mot yumat. He points out that there are two or three examples that it's not that way, but he says we can explain each one of those away in its own on its own. So mention one more thing. The Or HaChaim has an interesting point. He says over here, v'gam ba'alav yumat. Now, ba'alav is actually in plural. So here it gets even more interesting, because now, I mean, why are we talking about already multiple owners? So the Or HaChaim says that's exactly the point. It's one of the nafkaminas. If you have a case where people actually commit the act of murder, if a single person commits the act of murder, then he gets held to the death penalty by the Beit Din. But if you have multiple people who do it together, you know, multiple people hit one person, then it doesn't go. Not all of the people get liable for the death penalty. It basically almost nobody does if they all hit at the same time. So over here, it's different, though. If you have multiple owners of an animal, they all get held to mita bidei shamayim. Even though if they would actually have committed the act of ritzicha together, the Beit Din wouldn't have held them liable over here, where it's owned by multiple owners, and they should have done something about this animal because they knew that it was a sharmut or something like that. Then they actually get held liable bidei shamayim.